Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
South Africa should no longer afford to keep being held hostage by the battles and other events of the African National Congress. If everything that follows the current sorry saga is left in the hands of the ANC, South Africa can be sure to have little to benefit from it. That's according to Solly Moeng. He wrote a very, very critical article in News 24. He's a brand reputation management expert. Solly, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Very good morning. Very good one to you. I'm very good. Thanks for the invitation.
So it was quite a hard-hitting article because, look, what was interesting about it is, first of all, you say, look, I'm writing this now, to paraphrase you, but anything can happen by the time you actually read this thing, because it really has been a tumultuous week or few days in South Africa, hasn't it?
Yeah, I called it, it was like, you know, the fast-moving consumer goods, like fast-moving political environment slide for South Africa. Anything could happen, and anything. It was truly unpredictable, and it's very clear in the early stages that Ramaphosa was seriously considering to leave, which would have been the right thing for South Africa, probably not the right thing for the ANC. But in the end, his pachamis in the friend in the ANC said, if you go, we can't eat anymore. That's one of the reasons for sure.
Wow. Yeah, I think Kenita Hunter also says that. We're going to be chatting to her later on the show. But I think that's also Kirk, you know, saying that there's a lot of self-interest that has kept that group together in the ANC. Can you just tell me, like, I know in theory that I'm meant to agree with you that he needed to resign because we need to hold our politicians to a high standard.
Right.
But, and I did a survey with our listeners that a lot of them felt like I did. We were nervous because what that meant to us was the RET faction succeeding in this little debacle and perhaps getting more power. Tell me, I know you're shaking your head. Tell me why. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You know, this is the thing about South Africa. That's why I think we need to unshackle ourselves from the ANC, because we are being forced to choose between an abuser who claps you twice and one who claps you three times.
It's like we've got Stockholm syndrome.
Look, Ramaphosa is a nice face of the ANC. Even the ANC knows that. They did say they know without him they cannot win elections. But we also know that things have not been getting better since he became. He's not a very strong, resolute leader. And in any case, because the ANC is so split, he comes to the ANC. People must stop this nonsense that we're voting for Ramaphosa. They did before. They voted to strengthen Ramaphosa. They voted to ensure the state of South Africa. You need to get the ANC out in order to save South Africa. I think Ramaphosa must go, and there must be, it's that bitter pill that we must take in South Africa. Things must get really bad before they get better. But if you keep holding the ANC in there, whatever is going to come out of the ANC conference that's coming up will have wrong people. We've seen the list already of the
already. There's really not much to choose from, is there?
And that's the highest leadership body of the ANC. So people must stop saying, oh, no, we need a face that's nicer, that smiles, that goes for jokes with the public or in the promenade in Cape Town. No, we need leadership in South Africa. The ANC, as long as it remains split like this, it's not able to make cohesive political and economic policies for South Africa. Look at people like the police minister, Peggy Cele. This dude shouldn't be in that position.
No,
many are. Even the current Speaker of Parliament, she was taken elsewhere where she was useless. She was put into this position.
Why is that? Sorry, what is that? That we can't get rid of a police commissioner. The statistics are clear. It's obviously he's a horrible choice for the position. The public detest him, and yet he remains steadfastly stubbornly in the position. Why?
I wouldn't ask the question, why can't we? It's not we, the South Africans. It's the ANC. Why can't the ANC?
So why can't that? What do you
why
think?
Why can't the ANC keep redeploying grown people, because maybe there are political gains to be get from this. Ramaphosa has to choose who's on my side within the party, who's on his side. I've always said, if Ramaphosa has to start looking for his enemies in South Africa, they're not going to be in the broader South Africa. He can still go jogging, nobody's going to touch him, but it's in the corridors of the ANC that his enemies are walking, where he has to look over his shoulders. So the ANC is hurting South Africa by making all the wrong choices. The ANC believes it owns South Africa. The ANC believes it was meant to govern South Africa, misgoverned, as it is really, South Africa forever. It's not. South Africans must unshackle themselves from the ANC. It mustn't be each time the ANC makes stupid mistakes that hurt South Africa, we're not making the decisions. The ANC is making the decisions for itself. It must go.
So what does that mean then in terms of, let's just say he had resigned. Let's say on Thursday, as we all predicted, he resigns, he moves on. Yeah. How would that have played out?
Look, the reality also remains that the African National Congress retains the electoral mandate until the next general elections in 2024, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the route that we're going. So we know that we don't vote for Ramaphosa, as people think they do. We vote for the ANC. So if he dies, God forbid, if he resigns, if he gets fired tomorrow, the ANC will have somebody else. The deputy president, according to established protocols, the deputy president, David Mabuza, will become president until the National Assembly elects another president, who will definitely come from the ANC ahead of the next elections.
Right.
What we should be doing is South Africans, and especially those people in the opposition, should organize themselves differently. Everybody thinks they want to be the next Makulu Bas of South Africa. All these political leaders who are, whether ANC or for EFF or Mashaba or Maimane or Songhees or Jim, all these people think, okay, I'm going to be the next big thing for South Africa. And each time they do that, they split the opposition, they weaken the opposition further. So they want to run to the cross line, which are the elections, and then decide, okay, how much did you get? How much did you get? What position do you give? So it's all about themselves. It's not about South Africa. It's exactly what was happening in Johannesburg, in Tshwane, Ekurhuleni. This is where.
Right. We've had horrible examples. We haven't had one. Successful example of a coalition.
So South Africans need to get together before the elections and say, what kind of South Africa do you want? And the egos must stay outside of that. It's not about whom. They shouldn't create stuff around people. This is a problem we do in South Africa. We create stuff around people, and those people then start thinking of themselves as indispensable. Nobody is indispensable. South Africans need to say, what do we want? What do we not want? And we're going to agree and disagree. This is where we are very loud and opinionated people. But we could do it ahead of 1994. People came from an end conscription campaign, from NGOs, from labor movements, from all sorts of, and said, let's gather around this ANC that's led by Nelson Mandela and agree on some things. And we did, and we can do it again. But this whole thing of running ahead of the elections on your own, thinking that you're going to be the next, it's almost like playing lotto, right? You're going to end up with 10.
Yeah, you see what you've got, and then, okay, this is now what I've got.
Yeah.
Let me negotiate instead of doing this strategically.
Exactly. Right. And the ANC will hold the power because it'll retain, be the bigger vote, and it'll be the one that says, okay, look, listen to it. If you vote for me, here, I'll give you this seat, I'll give you this favor, you'll become, head of that parliamentary committee over there. So they still remain under the beck and call of the ANC because of the power. But we must also not only stop there, we must also look at the Independent Electoral Commission, the so-called Independent Electoral Commission. It has not been independent. They should take away the word independent. The ANC, you see, once you take away the real control or influence of the ANC over the IC, we'll see the real...
Explain that a little bit further for our listeners.
Well, I've done an interview with people who have been there, and the ANC tends to use schools as voting stations. The school principals, who are members of SATU, which is a COSATU member, which is part of the tripartite alliance, even the EFF has raised this point, that the use of SATU or COSATU people to run elections is not good for South Africa, because we know that people, senior people, have had to leave the IEC, or the IEC, I don't call it independent, before, because they refused to play the game of these COSATU people being used to
influence. Right.
Yeah, we must be careful in South Africa. Just wearing a fancy T-shirt from China and a cap, standing there and making sure that nobody claps somebody else during elections, is not a good sign that elections have not been rigged. Elections can be rigged before during and immediately after? Who prints the ballot papers? Do they all come virgin? They're not marked in favor of one party. Who controls them? Who stores them? Who controls the IT system? We need to have to be smarter enough to control to do. And we, who gets deployed into the IEC a year or two before that? All those deployees in the IEC at the senior level are also hoping for other deployments after that. So they know which side of their bread is buttered. We need to stop this. Okay, you can't have one of the political parties running the competing for elections also controlling the IEC. It's nonsense. We need to wake up from this.
So a question that always gets asked, and it's a relevant question. There's absolutely little doubt that the ANC has been a disaster. They don't have, there's barely a win on the board where they can show success. And yet, time after time, South Africans vote for the ANC. Why and how do we change that?
No, but exactly. I've just made a point about the IEC. We make the assumption. Maybe many South Africans have not voted for the ANC.
Okay, that's an interesting. Right.
So we get trapped into this narrative that all these poor people keep voting for the same party. Many people are staying home. Many people are saying, "I'm not going to vote." But some people vote, but their numbers go elsewhere. There's ample evidence that votes have been rigged in the past. All right. So we need to stop saying South Africans keep voting for the IEC, for the ANC. Maybe they don't. Maybe, I'm not saying nobody
right.
does.
Of course.
Many people vote for the ANC,
yeah.
But we mustn't take the numbers get thrown at us by the IEC as fait accompli, because it's not. But we should also. But the thing is, sometimes the elections, as we are now in South Africa, are not only for the ANC to lose; they are for the opposition to win. All right. So they have to work harder and convince hard more, and they need to realize that there's a growing number of South Africans who are not voting. Who are like cut and fall,
absolutely.
Right? Like, you know, it's not what purpose, it doesn't change my life, etc. So those are the people that need a new, strong, inspiring message from the opposition, not from the ANC, from the opposition parties. But the opposition parties need to work together. They must leave their egos aside.
And I find that sometimes the opposition strategy is to bash the ANC. I think what we need is hope. We need a plan. We want to know you are going to do to sort it out. We know how bad the ANC is. Thank you for reminding us. We know it. Now tell us what you're going to do. And I think that's often missing in some of these campaigns.
You're absolutely correct. I think the South Africans, these people should say, we are doing what we're doing because we love South Africa and because this is what we propose. Here's a new deal that we're putting on the table for South Africa. It's not because, ANC. It's half of it, or 75% of the narrative becomes about reminding us, as you say. We see the ANC.
Yeah, you know, we don't have lights in the afternoon. We know. The ANC send us a reminder a few times a day as to how bad they are.
Exactly, but because many of them are not able to imagine a new program, they become one-issue political parties. You can't just win elections on corruption. You need to say, what do you do on foreign policy, for instance? African policy, the position of South Africa in Africa, in the rest of the world. I mean, we've already aligned with the wrong people in the past. We've protected the al-Bashir of this world.
We've just invited the Iranians to South Africa whilst they're murdering their people during our 16 days of activism. We embraced Cuba. We've made a mess of things, but
we send lots of money to Cuba, no consultation. And the thing's giving too much power to one group of people for too long. It's not good, because then they start behaving like the ANC can decide tomorrow to do something stupid and vote in parliament and win because they have the numbers. We don't have the power. It's not good. It's not a democracy. It's not a good democracy like this.
Fantastic conversation. Kim T says that I am a big fan of Asali's articles, great and brave way of communicating. So that's from one of our listeners. Thank you, Asali Moeng, a brand reputation management expert, talking to us very, very straight about the situation in South Africa. It's 8:45. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning.